The Average Network takes you once again to the sprawling complex beneath Washington, D.C., known as Count Cheney's Batcave. Here, Count Cheney, the creepy vampire at the putrid heart of the administration, plots world domination with the head of Henry Kissinger, kept alive through ghastly complicated science stuff. As we arrive in the Batcave, Henry and Count Cheney await the arrival of the president with a visitor.
Look, Your Highness, your people are in every bit as much danger as we are. If you continue to press this issue and the 28 pages leak, we all suffer.
We already have our rationalizations in place, Richard. If your people haven't prepared, that is not our problem. Release the material.
We can't. We need to use you as a temporary scapegoat. I'm not going to lie to you. The 28 pages are much worse for us than for you. We're trying to edit it to make it harmless, but it's down to only 3 pages and we have to beef it back up.
The proverbial can of worms, I presume.
We don't like worms, do we, Master? Not enough blood for the effort.
You are a very disturbing creature, Secretary Rumsfeld.
You must forgive Donald. He's a loony.
Ah, of course.
Yes, Your Highness. If we give the public all the redacted pages, they'll be able to trace us all the way back to the Lincoln assassination. Can't have that.
You poor fools. Our calumny only goes back to the 1920s.
Very funny, Your Highness. Donald, any sign of what's his name?
He just entered the Undertaker's upstairs, Master.
Late as usual. Your Highness, you may leave via the laundromat. Donald will show you. If you stay, it'll confuse George.
Well, bin Salabim, I wish you good luck. I think you'll need it. And remove the cloud from my country soon, or the sands of time shall close over your foolish crimes. Famous Desert Sayings, Random House, 1964. Edited by Bennett Cerf. Ta-ta!
This way, Your Highness. The sands of time, indeed.
He has a point. It's cornball, but it's a point. If we don't get attention off of them, much that is hidden shall become known.
That was a pretty hackneyed line itself.
What was?
Ah, George, good of you to come.
Hi, Dick.
Hello, Henry. How you doing?
Mr. President?
George, the Saudi situation is not good.
Okay. George, we need to make it better. The 911 report is proving embarrassing. If we open the redacted sections, your administration, well, it begins to look a bit less than fully honest.
Huh?
If we open up about the redacted pages, it makes the Saudis look like terrorists and it makes us look like greed-driven power mongers.
Which, of course, we are, but it's poor form to look like it, you see.
Okay.
I told you he wouldn't get it.
Now, Rumsfeld.
George, it's really pretty simple. We support the Saudis because of their oil, right?
Okay.
We know they are cruel and inhumane, but we obtain so much oil from them that it makes it all okay, right?
Okay. But what are we going to do about old Sam Brown Butt and Olympic Hailstorm? Brown back. Sam Brown back. And Olympia Snow, George.
We've tried to teach you, George. We have tried to teach you, Carl, Andy, Ashcroft, and the rest. Treat Congress with the appearance of respect and they'll reciprocate. But you don't. You treat them like idiot children, which might be appropriate, but isn't good politics.
And they are almost all much smarter than you are. You must never try to outsmart people, George. It's very dangerous. Let your writers do it. Okay. Did you understand what we said?
Sure. Don't talk to nobody about nothing.
Not a bad interpretation.
Always speak from your cue cards. When are you going to make me sound tough again?
There's some tough mixed in.
You won't be using as many movie Western quotes.
Why, dang, he's great. We gonna hunt him down, wanted dead or something?
Don't worry, we're going with war movie cliches, such as Donald uses.
That mean I gotta be Don's cousin?
What are you saying? I beg your
pardon.
You know, they look alike, they walk alike, at times they even talk alike.
That was the Patty Duke show. More like, look out, Tojo, here we come.
Would you two please stop it? You're both ridiculous.
George, we need you to be very serious. You don't have to be smart.
Well, that's good.
But you need to pay attention. We're going to let the army find Saddam. He's a liability.
And even though we encouraged it, we can't really trust a man who'd divert us by sacrificing his own sons.
We need to get some troops into Liberia fast. Internationally, we look like a bunch of hypocrites. Tell Abazid to move as soon as he can. Pins a note to his jacket, Donald.
Well, I can remember.
No, you can't. We have to start getting some of the bigger corporations to pay some taxes.
We are going to arrange it so that our rich friends still don't. But the Senate is complaining about some of our corporations. It won't be much. Don't worry.
What? Me worry? You're so very reassuring.
We'll have to concentrate on domestic issues soon. It wouldn't do for us to fall apart just as we take over the economic future of civilization, now would it?
Okay.
Why do we bother trying to teach him anything?
Because every so often some of it pops out and saves our image for another moment.
When those reporters asked about the other WMDs, and he answered, "We've already dealt with that at great length." That was just a couple of days
ago. Yeah, that was okay, but it isn't reliable. He's always liable to say something troubling.
We could staple his mouth shut.
No way, man.
That's not practical, George. Donald was kidding.
No, I wasn't.
It isn't without charm, but no, doesn't really work, I'm afraid.
Well, that's a relief. Can I go? Leave it on Beaver and Fantasoid Islands on later. Me and Ashcroft's gonna make popcorn and pie.
Gad.
Go, George. Don't think too much.
I won't.
Oi, Gewalt. Dick, you've been dead 300 years and you've got a more lively intellect than that one. He's bound to screw us all up.
We warned Rove about him, Henry. You know we did.
Well, he's still useful. Donald, put me back in my hat box. I'm playing Tomb Raider against Wolfowitz.
He's tricky, Dr. Henry. Count Cheney, our dinner is here. He's a delivery boy named Norman.
Ah, excellent. We haven't had a nice fresh delivery boy in weeks.
The Average Network has brought you, at great expense and enormous physical and spiritual risk, The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, Episode 16. This episode was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrities used in this production were trapped by professional celebrity impersonator trappers. Following use, they were returned to the wild in the area in which they were originally trapped. For The Average Network, this is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.